past 5 years, there's been a growing percentage of reverse mortgages that have ended in default.
Welcome to the GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Most reverse mortgages are made under a Federal Housing Administration program. And in recent years, we've seen a growing percentage of FHA-insured reverse mortgages end in default. Alicia Puente-Cackley, a Financial Markets and Community Investment Director with GAO, is here to talk about a report on FHA's monitoring and oversight of these loans. Thanks for joining me, Alicia.
Thank you for having me.
First, can you talk a little bit about what a reverse mortgage is and why so many are going in the default?
Sure. A reverse mortgage is a type of loan that's available specifically to senior homeowners. It allows them to draw on the equity in their home while they're still living in the home. And for that reason, it's considered really a tool for helping seniors age in place. So it's one of a number of ways that people can benefit from the equity in their home and stay in their home. The problem with defaulting is because these reverse mortgages have certain conditions that go along with them. Seniors are required to comply with those conditions. They're required to pay the property taxes and homeowners insurance on the home. They're required to make the home their primary residence, and they also need to keep the home in good condition. If they don't comply with any of those conditions, they can go into default and eventually could be at risk of losing the home to foreclosure if they can't correct the default.
And how many reverse mortgages end up in default?
So what we found was that reverse mortgages that ended in 2018, so that they were either repaid or they became due that year, of all of those reverse mortgages, 18% ended because the homeowner defaulted. And we found that the defaults have been increasing. So over the past 5 years, they went from 2% to 18%, which is quite a large increase.
So are there any options for homeowners who are facing default?
So there are options for homeowners who are at risk of defaulting. FHA has allowed mortgage servicers to put borrowers into repayment plans. There are options for delaying at least or potentially preventing foreclosure through those repayment plans.
So it sounds like while defaults on reverse mortgages are increasing, there are options for homeowners who have reverse mortgages and are at risk of defaulting. So, Alicia, how many of these homeowners are on repayment plans?
There are about 22% of borrowers that have received those kinds of repayment options, but FHA isn't really tracking or reporting on who's defaulted and who is using those foreclosure prevention options.
So what can FHA do to improve things?
So we made 9 recommendations to FHA to help strengthen their oversight of the reverse mortgage program. So we think FHA needs to monitor borrower defaults better. They need to know the extent to which borrowers are receiving repayment plans and foreclosure options. They also need to revise procedures for selecting and reviewing companies that service these mortgages. They need to ensure that the companies are following program requirements, including requirements that are designed to protect borrowers. And we think FHA needs to do a better job of collecting and analyzing consumer complaints on reverse mortgages.
So what's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that over the past 5 years, there's been a growing percentage of reverse mortgages that have ended in default. And when this happens, seniors are at risk. They're at risk of foreclosure, of losing their homes. And FHA has taken some steps to address the problem, but it needs to do more to strengthen their program oversight so that it knows how well the program is helping seniors age in place and so that it's positioned to help prevent negative outcomes for borrowers.
Alicia Puente-Cackley was talking about a GAO report on FHA-insured reverse mortgages. Thank you for your time, Alicia.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.